money, prestige, fame, achievement, advancement are all available to those leaders in American society who are ready, like Judas, to be bribed, to betray Jesus Christ. What it is in teaching theology, I have often explained to my students why did God, in his mysterious providence, surely mysterious, have allowed one of his own chosen 12 apostles to betray the one who called him to be one of the foundations of the church founded by Christ? Only God really knows the answer, and one reason surely is to tell us what Judas did already in the time of Christ, Judas's have been doing over the centuries, ever since. Thank God, and only He knows. I hesitate using the word exceptions. I don't know. Only God knows. I hope before God there are many more faithful, loyal bishops, priests, and religious. Many more faithful laity than we seem to think. But the power exerted by those who are nominally Catholic or who betray the Master is not only national, but because of the influence that our country has become, as people in other countries tell me, cosmic. The main single reason for the secularization of most of our once Catholic colleges and universities is the desire and the corresponding pressure behind the desire to, well, be accepted by those who have the means to either sustain you or destroy you. I'm not finished. Our response to this historic opportunity, it is great. First of all, it must be clear about the historic times in which we are living. I repeat, those are not cheap words. This is not rhetoric. This is reality. We are living in the most historic times in the history of Christianity. As I keep repeating, the Canadian philosopher of social communications, Marshall McLuhan, said, "The modern media are engaged in a Luciferian conspiracy against the truth. We are living in the age of the media." This, in my judgment, there are many other factors, but in my judgment, this is the single basic reason why we are now living in what I keep calling the Age of Martyrs. Given the widespread and powerful network of secularism in our country, it is no wonder that the loyal, believing, professed Papist Catholics, my dear fellow Papist Catholics, thanks for being here. Your place on the defensive. Why should this be? Because the climate of our nation has become increasingly pagan. It is becoming increasingly sodomic, adulterous, sexually promiscuous, irreligious, and a capstone murderous. In a word, America as a nation, from the highest executive and judicial branches of our country to the lowest pornography peddler of adult movies and Playboy magazines, has become hostile to the most fundamental precepts of Christian morality. Medical schools now require training in abortion technology, and medical textbooks, I'm told, are purveyors of selective discrimination against the aged and the so-called useless citizens of our country. What must be our response? Must first of all not be surprised. Too many American Catholics have been living, and I keep repeating, in a dream world. Mesmerized by the media, pressured by the civil government, and blinded by the glitter of pagan propaganda. We must wake up. There is today only one option we have, either to compromise our Catholic faith and moral principles, or pay the consequences of estrangement, rejection, unacceptance, criticism, exclusion, even open opposition by those who either never had our faith or were still, having had it, reject the faith. We must make a choice. My friends in Christ, this is not just another meditation in the retreat. We must make a choice, either to become heroic Catholics or become further casualties in the war of attrition going on in our nation. In a word, we must love the cross. There are three quotations from St. Ignatius, founder of the Society of Jesus and therefore my own Father and God. I'll just quote him. He's living in the 16th century, and so many, how it thrills me, so many Jesuits, my own confreres, were murdered. Martyrs for offering Mass. Martyrs for refusing to deny the real presence. Martyred for the refusal to reject the authority of the Bishop of Rome. Pope Ignatius. If one fears men much, he will never do anything great for God. All those who draw near to God arouse persecution. Second, suffering endured for the love of Christ should be reckoned among God's greatest benefits. Third quotation, persecution is like a fan brought excites our virtue. Before God forbid that it should cease. For if it, persecution, ceased, our virtue would languish, and we should no longer fulfill our obligations as we should. We need persecution. Isn't that great? Good, plain logic. But, we need powerful motives to not cave in on the massive persecution of the Catholic Church, and especially on the Vicar of Christ in our country and in so much of the Western world. Among these motives that we need, one is more persuasive than the maxim coined in the early days of the church. We've heard it, let's memorize it. The blood of martyrs is the seed of Christians. Our patience under provocation, our confidence under opposition, our suffering for our faith, our perseverance in remaining loyal to the Vicar of Christ, our zeal in spite of the indifference, especially from those whom we love. All of this will be the seed of the Church, as the Holy Father is confident the 21st century promises to be the greatest century in Christianity, but on one condition, that we are still living in the 20th century and have the blood of martyrs coursing in our veins. I think this meditation, remember, a little longer, she closed with a prayer. Lord Jesus, you gave us the 8th Beatitude to reassure us that the more we love you, the more we shall be privileged to suffer for you and like you and with you for the salvation of the souls for whom you shed your blood on the cross. Give us, dear Jesus, the courage to carry our cross under opposition, rejection, and persecution, for it is through your cross that you have redeemed the world, and it is through our cross that we shall cooperate with you in redeeming a hostile world and restore an estranged nation back to the arms of you, our God, become man. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't think I need to apologize for the marathon meditation.